This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning for the sixth phase of elections came to an end last evening. The polling in this phase will take place tomorrow in 58 constituencies, spread over 8 states and union territories. These include 8 seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir, 4 in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 in Uttar Pradesh and 8 in West Bengal. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally in Mahendragarh, Haryana yesterday. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi had addressed a rally in the same constituency yesterday. The Prime Minister also addressed a rally at Patiala in Punjab yesterday. In Delhi, a total of 162 candidates are in the fray, including Manoj Tiwari and Bansuri Swaraj of BJP, Somnath Bharti and Kuldeep Kumar of Aam Aadmi Party, and Kanhaiya Kumar and J.P. Agarwal of Congress. Over 1 crore 50 lakh voters will decide the political fate of these candidates. Senior BJP leader, Union Home Minister Amit Shah reached Patna last evening. He paid tributes to late senior party leader and former Deputy Chief Minister of the State, Sushil Kumar Modi, at his residence in Rajendra Nagar, Patna. Today, Mr. Shah will address the public meeting in the Ara parliamentary constituency. In Uttar Pradesh, political parties have intensified campaigning for the seventh and final phase of elections. National President of BJP, Jagat Prakash Nadda, will campaign in Kushinagar, Balia and Sonbhadra districts, while Chief Minister of State, Yogi Adityanath, will campaign in Maharajganj, Kushinagar, Devariya and Gorakhpur. Congress spokesperson Abhay Dubey and media in charge of the party, C.P. Rai, will address a press conference in Varanasi in favour of party candidate Ajay Rai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stated that the leaders of India earlier used to believe in keeping an equal distance from countries, but he advocated keeping proximities with the countries of the world. Speaking at a program, Salam India, organized by a media channel in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said it was the misfortune of the country that no one knew if its Prime Minister visited foreign countries. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has announced a financial aid of 5 lakh rupees each for the victims of the Dombivli blast. He also stated the state government will cover the cost of treatment for the injured and that a case of culpable homicide be registered in connection with the incident. Eknath Shinde has also directed the district collector to conduct a thorough probe into the incident. A total of 8 workers, including 2 women, were killed and 60 workers were injured in the blast. The first batch of 60 Indian nationals rescued by Indian Embassy in Cambodia from fraudulent employers returned to India yesterday. In a social media post, Embassy of India in Phnom Penh thanked the Cambodian authorities for their support. It assisted the 60 victims of fraudulent employment to return home, helped with the legal paperwork. India Meteorological Department said that severe heat wave conditions prevailing over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab have improved. The Weather Department added, heat wave to severe heat wave conditions are mainly expected over Rajasthan and Gujarat for the next 3 days. Speaking exclusively to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jainamani said no heat wave conditions are likely to prevail over Delhi in the sixth phase of elections tomorrow. Isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to continue over southern parts of India till today. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad SRH will lock horns with the Rajasthan Royals in the second qualifier match at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai today. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. Earlier, Kolkata Knight Riders, KKR, booked a place in the final after beating SRH. 10 Indian pugilists, including reigning national champion Sachin Sivach, begin a quest for Paris Olympic berths as the second and final World Boxing Qualification Tournament for the Paris 2024 Olympics gets underway in Bangkok's Highland today. Sachin Sivach will take on New Zealand's Alex Mukuka in the men's 57 kg weight category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.